This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Don't you look back.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Don't you look fat. I agree.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nah, well, of course you feel good. You're listening to us. It's a big Tuesday edition. Mm-hmm. I'm down the coast here just for a day.
I see that.
Although if you annoy me too much, I might stay for another day.
Good.
That's where I'm at. You're in the studio with Rabbits. Of course, after we did some magnificent work in Colac.
At the Austral Hotel.
Very nice, the Austral. Mm. What a beautiful hotel. So we'll get to that in just a second, but Tommy Sparrow joins us back half.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. We've got Bill's hose with us.
Been on the wall.
And I see Topics Brownless up the top.
Very much
that
so.
That worries me. In fact, there's too much of you in this whole show as I say hello to you, Fat.
That means it's going to be a very good show, Jimmy boy. Hello to you down the Zoomer.
Yes,
looking good there, Jim. Looks like you've been playing golf.
Bloody oath I am. No, I have been playing golf. Too many players out there this morning for me, Fat. I couldn't find a spot where I could do my stuff.
And too slow, maybe, were they?
Slow and too many.
Nothing worse. Out, out, out.
But beautiful. Port Fairy Golf Course is superb. If you're a golfer and you want a road trip to go and play somewhere, it is as good as it gets. It is magnificent.
Tell you what else is good. Being back in the studio, Jim.
You like it there, Fat?
I do. I just feel at home.
Don't know why.
I feel at home. Look out the window and there's...
Hey, what beautiful people in Colac, by the way. They made us very welcome. We had a great night.
We did. It was a good day, good crowd. They enjoyed it and we had a couple of frothies after it and everyone got home. So that was good, including Rabsy, who got asked by a couple of locals to... just go and have a smoke, I think it was. Hello, Rabs.
And take a break here quickly. Choice Hotels around the grounds.
Yeah, it's Melbourne getting the job done over Adelaide. Currently up by 28 points. 6-4-40, currently leading Adelaide 1-6-12 midway through the second.
You
want to
know what that noise that in the background? That was Ross devouring a thick shake at world record pace.
What's he doing, Ross the boss?
He had a beautiful McDonald's thick shake and just wanted to finish it before we were off air.
Then he burps and then he talks. Oh, come on, Roscoe.
He's the best. We love him.
We do love him indeed. And we love the rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes. Well, we've actually got one of those.
Have we?
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
The broadcast deal, the big breaking news between Channel 7 and Foxtel and the AFL. Congratulations, Jim. Tell us about it.
Has been announced 2 years to go on the current deal and then another seven. Ooh. So locked away for nine years, if you don't mind. I'll tell you the bit that interests me.
Yes.
Is you're going to see on the screens of seven, Thursday nights, Friday nights. I think the Thursday nights, first 15 rounds, Friday nights, obviously.
Yep.
Selected Saturday nights and then Sunday afternoons, all the marquee matches like the Anzac Days, etc.
Yep.
And then the Brownlow Medal, all AFL finals and the grand final for the next 9 years.
Oh, good. And we do have some audio of Gil here, very happy Gil.
The total agreement we are announcing today with our broadcast partners covers seven seasons from season 2025 until the end of 2031 season and will deliver football a financial return of $4.5 billion.
Wow.
Broadcast live and free nationally on the Seven Network and Seven Plus Digital will be AFL on Thursday nights, Friday nights, selected Saturday nights, Sunday afternoons, marquee matches, the Brownlow Medal, all AFL finals and the AFL grand final.
You just said that, Jim.
Gil, that's what I just said. What's he doing?
You
think he's on about the boss?
$4.5 billion. By the way, Jim, that is the biggest partnership in the history of Australian sport.
No, it has to be.
What happened to the nine deal? Or were they just pumping it up a bit, were they?
Well, I don't know. I suspect they were very desperate to get a piece of what was going on. But I think the alliance between Fox and Seven was very strong. The digital part of it was sorted out, the streaming rights, etc. And once all that was agreed to, Bill, I don't think they were ever going anywhere else.
Spot on. So well done there. Another 2 years, as you said. And then from 2025 to 2031, 7 years at $4.5 billion. That's a lot of money for players and for... commentators and radio stations.
Well, that's my worry, Bill, is that
I don't know there if TV money's going to go to radio stations.
Anyway, well done there, Jimmy boy. I tell you what, he's been pole vaulting around AFL House, Gil, because he's also announced today an all-time AFL club membership record. It's gone up by 7% growth on last year, which is unbelievable. Three clubs, Jim, with 100,000 members. West Coast Eagles with 102,000, and of course Richmond and Collingwood with 100,000 members. That is unbelievable. One in 22 Australians, Jim. One in 22 Australians is a member of an AFL club.
Well, and Bill, the other big thing about that is the AFLW has had a huge impact on memberships in the AFL, and that they are to be congratulated for that. All the girls who are joining clubs to be members and go and watch the AFLW are a part of those lists.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. Now Australia take on New Zealand in Cairns. Australia won the toss and elected to bowl. They normally bat, don't they? Guptill, old two toes, Jimmy's out for six.
Old Jandals.
Yes, and Conway out for 46. It'll be Adam Zampa. And they are currently 2 for 92 off a few overs. 23 overs, yes. So we'll see how Finches go there. Overs. We're watching Finches there. But
off a few overs.
Yeah. Kane Williamson, 28, not out in that there, Jimmy boy. Cam Zerha has reached
the zoo.
At North Melbourne for another 2 years. That's good news, Jim.
It's good. It is.
Hawthorne has announced the departures of longtime assistant Damien Monkhorst.
The Monk.
The Monk's gone from Hawthorne. He's been there since 2010 as a ruck coach. Been around for a long, long time, and what a servant he's been. Good man. And also development coach Andy Otten, Jim. He's been given the lemonade. And Raf Nadal is out of the US Open. The Raf is out. So you would think... It is Kyrgios's to win, wouldn't it? He's just got to win.
Yeah, I'm about to say, our man just wins it, doesn't he?
Well, you'd think so, Jim. But I don't know who's left. They're no superstars as such. But the Special K boys are out, Jim. Kyrgios and Kokkinakis. They got beaten in a heartbreaker in the US Open. So they are out. And Nick plays his singles quarterfinal against Karen Kolovich tomorrow at 10:15. That's his name, Karen Kachovic. Anyway, that is it. I think that's all we've got. We've got plenty coming up.
All right. Well, Bill, topics next.
We have. Stand by. This is a good one. It came across my desk.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show. Triple M.
Tell you what, this caught my attention, Jim. I love this story.
Did it?
It's about a man and his pet.
Right.
She's 3 metres long and bites, but John only has love for his pet crocodile, Charlene. So this is true, Jim. The story goes that a farmer used to walk his croc on a leash and buy her beers at the local pub at Proserpine, right?
Yep.
But as another bloke says, that story isn't quite true because Dad hardly ever put her on a leash. They would just walk along together. So he'd take her down to the pub, but he also went on to say that the croc come everywhere with us, even on holidays. I reckon she's been to every pub from Rockhampton to Cairns, and there's a family photo here, Rabsy's got it, of Mum, Dad, the son, John, and his sister, and the bloody crocodile. And they're on family holiday. He was raised from a hatchling. This is Charlene, raised from a hatchling. She is 3 metres long and lives in a enclosure, Jim. They had to build this enclosure for us.
An enclosure,
36 years ago, the crocodile bit off John, the dad's hand.
Damn, Alex bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Chumps Peterson.
That's it. bit off his hand, Jimmy boy. But she's not only a family pet, says John. She's a sibling. So honestly, this crocodile goes to the pub, sits up at the bar. There's another photo there of the crocodile sitting up at the bar and the locals are just standing next to it and it's having a beer. Can you believe that, Jim?
No, I
cannot
believe it.
3 metres long and bites. The pet crocodile Charlene. So I put my head together, Jim.
Did you? You put your head together.
Yes, and I've come up with hence.
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 What have you seen in your pub unusual? Because I've got one, Jim. When I went to Mary Jig, you know, up there near where we were at Mansfield the other day, I was doing this thing at Mary Jig Hotel, right? Lovely little pub there. A bloke rode his horse into the front bar. So they opened the door. He had to duck his head, rode in the front bar. He got off the horse. He ordered 2 beers. He stood next to the bar and drank a beer, and his horse sculled. It was a can. Sculled a can of beer. Sculled it, Jim.
No.
Yes.
No.
I saw it with my own eyes, Jim, in Mary Jing Hotel. Not. Someone will ring up and confirm that.
But did you just call it the Mary Jing Hotel?
Mary Jig Jing. Mary Jig Hotel.
Oh, no.
Have you seen anything unusual at your
Mary
pub?
Mary Jing Hotel. Yeah. Well, I have told you before about a Shield game in Launceston at the same ground now that the Hawks play at, UTAS. I was involved in with WA. Mike Valletta had just been dropped from the Australian team. He was out, caught bat pad. He didn't think he was out, so he walked off the ground, walked straight through the change rooms, out the exit door, across the road into the bar.
Yep.
There's a pub across the road from UTAS. Sat there with his pads, gloves, helmet on, and said, I'll have a beer.
Yep.
At 11:05 in the morning. and the barman looked at him and said, hey, you're planning to pay for that, by the way.
Very good boy.
So that would have, I wasn't in the bar, but the people who were would have thought, I'd imagine, Bill, that's reasonably funny.
That's unusual, Jim.
That's
so
unusual.
It's 133.53. We got very good prizes, Rabs.
A double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
What have you seen in your pub unusual?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So that's it. I did a lot of work that you just couldn't give a
Right now, Bill, we're talking about things you've seen at a pub unusual.
Because up in Proserpine there, up in Queensland, a man walks in with his 3-metre crocodile and at one stage bit his hand off.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God!
There it is there.
Yes.
Oh, plenty of callers, Jim. It's done well, I tell you what. We go to Peter in Hobart. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, good. What have you seen at your pub unusual?
Well, a few years back, we used to train horses for Peter Hudson.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Peter Hudson.
Number 26, 150 through the stick.
Yeah.
Come on, Hutto, kick that goal.
We took one of his horses up to the north of the state. One of the big feature races up there.
Yeah.
On the way back down, we called him to the Granada Hotel, unloaded the horse, took him into the bar, and the owners had a few drinks around the bar with the horse.
Oh, fair dinkum. At Granada,
won? At the Granada Hotel.
Yeah.
Pete, had the horse won?
He won a big race up at north of the state, yeah.
Oh perfect. Well, yeah, there comes, Bill.
Well done.
A horse by the name of Thug.
Thug or Fug?
Thug. T-H-U-G.
Thug. It's an interesting Thug. Name.
It's an interesting
Very interesting.
Name.
Right.
Yeah, well done,
Stay
Peter.
There, Pete. In Hobart? I was just down in Hobart. Brendan in Bond Beach, Bill.
Hello, Brendo.
G'day. How are you going?
What happened to you, Brendo?
So the first time I went to Darwin, we were driving to Litchfield National Park, and we pulled into a little pub 40 minutes out, and there was a water buffalo drinking a pint of beer with its owner. The owner was in a dry as a bone jacket. It was like 40 degrees, and he said he's been working hard all day, so he's earned it just like me.
So how was he drinking it? Like just sitting up at the bar?
Oh, he doesn't need to sit on a seat. He's too big for that.
But so they were tipping it down his throat, were they?
No, just the whole tongue right in the glass, and it's just 2 scoops, it's gone.
And when he left, he said, bye, son.
But straight after that, they had cane toad racing out the back, and I'd only been living in Australia for about 2 years, and I just thought it was the maddest thing I've ever seen.
Water buffalo, no, Jim.
Bill, it's not a bison, it's a water buffalo, different animal.
Same connection.
Vance. Vance in Faulkner. Hello, Vance.
Vancey.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
What have you seen unusual, Vancey?
There's a bar in New Zealand, North Island, Hikarangi, and behind the bar is a massive old whale's penis.
Mm. Oh, no. How big is it?
It's like the length of the bar. It's pretty big.
Oh, it is not the length. How long is that?
Oh, it's pretty big. I've probably had a few by the time I'd seen it, so no, it's pretty big though.
No. What, like
they call him a gym.
Oh, no. What, 1 meter?
That's what they know him as.
1 meter or 2 meter? How
bigger than that, Bill. It's reckon, a whale.
I haven't seen a whale.
2 meters, between 2 and 3 meters, I reckon.
Jeez. Wow. What'd Bill, you do with it?
They're like 100 meters long, whatever the hell they are, the big blues. Yeah. It's gotta have a decent sized appendage.
I want the sperm whale, Jim.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill. I knew you'd go there.
What do you think of that, Bill?
Leith is in Melton.
Jimmy saw him.
Yeah,
is that your name, Leith?
That's correct. I won the quiz at the start of the year, Bill.
Oh, you did
too. They called me Pud.
Pud. All right, Pud, what are you seeing in a pub? Unusual.
We were doing subcontract work for all the Bunnings across Australia. We travelled up to Maryborough.
Yeah.
And walked in the pub there at Maryborough. And the bird said the F-word profanity and said, I'll after it.
So a cockatoo.
Cockatoo, featherless thing in a cage.
Featherless cockatoo swears at you.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in the pub.
Or just at you, Leaf, because of your name.
Maybe there was that. But everyone that walked in.
Yeah, good. Wonder if it's still there. How long ago was that?
I reckon it would have been about 5 years ago, if that.
Righto. Good work. Who else we got?
Bill, I've just looked up the blue whale's actually 30 metres long.
Right.
So it'd have a decent size, just if it was in proportion, Bill.
Righto. Well, 2 or 3 metres, so 1 in 10.
Well, that's it. That'd be behind the bar. Sean in Churchill. Hello, Sean.
How are you going?
Good, Sean. How big is your... No, what is it?
What big is your whale?
We should do that one day.
No.
What have you seen in a pub unusual, Shawnee?
Down at Harrietville, just down near there, Bright, on a motorbike trip.
Yeah.
We were enjoying a beer, playing a game of pool, when a Kelpie decided to interrupt our game and sink a ball for us.
What? Played pool?
It played pool. I've got the video to prove it, and I'll send her through to you.
So a dog...
It hits it with its nose, and a little Kelpie jumps up on the table and hits it with its nose and sunk a ball.
Wow. That's amazing.
How good's that, Jim? This has been a good segment. We've learned a lot of things here.
I think, but you haven't sort of been able to move past...
The whale's penis. Mm.
The whale's penis, have you?
Well,
that's sort of fixated on it.
I'm going to give him a prize because I've never. Well, Jim, that is so unusual. You wouldn't expect to see one at the bar, would you?
Not at a bar, Bill. No, you wouldn't.
No. So, what have we got for old Vancey from Faulkner?
Yeah, double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Vance Joy, is he playing?
No, I don't think he is.
That's good, Vance.
That's awesome, boys. Thank you very much. Love it.
You haven't got a photo of that whale?
Your Bill?
I want to see it. And who else
did you like?
Well, actually, there was a couple of good ones there. The horse, the cockatoo, the water buffalo, or the Kelpie dog playing pool was also good.
Water buffalo. Yeah, I've never seen a water buffalo at a pub.
No, well, I haven't seen a Kelpie dog either or a bloody whale's penis, Jim.
Yeah, but I can get my head around the other ones. You walk into a pub and there's a water buffalo having a beer. That's unusual.
Brendan from Bond Beach, he is one.
Come on, Brendo.
Yeah, what about this, Brendo? Experience one of the oldest rivalries in world rugby, the Wallabies versus the All Blacks. Oh. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Don't miss out. You have got 2 tickets. Plus, a very special hat, Bill, that you can see you and I model on our Instagram
Terry
story.
Terry Towling.
A yellow, Wallabies yellow and gold, Terry Towling Rush Hour hat.
They are beauty. Paddy McCartney.
Brendo.
Yeah,
are you there, Brendo?
Yeah, my wife's Australian, so they'll work. They'll be perfect.
Well, I was about to say, I thought we had a couple of New Zealand callers. I didn't know if you were one of them. So you can go along and see Australia beat your mob.
Yeah.
Oh, hope not. Oh, no. Definitely keen. Thank you so much.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Bill, I sent you a photo. Have you seen it?
Oh, hang on, Jim. Hang on. Oh, here we go. Give me a look, Jim.
There he is.
That's not it, Jim. Sticking
Bill,
out.
That's it. I'm telling you, Bill.
Looks like the Loch Ness Monster sticking out. Wow. Have a look.
Goodness me.
On the blue whale, Jim.
Come on, Bill.
I am starstruck.
That's unfeasibly large.
And so is an elephant one.
Oh, well, just steady yourself.
I can't.
He can't, Bill. His mind's gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that.
This bloke's old.
Oh, no. It's a rush hour. JB and Bill's chaos in here at the moment, JB, because you've just ruined Bill's mind.
Well, what happens is as soon as one thing gets into his head, that's the end of him.
Well, Jim.
He then can't think about anything else.
Oh, there's a picture of a bloke on the internet, and he's holding a stuffed penis, a blue whale penis, and it was sold for $6,000. A stuffed blue whale's penis. Oh. Like, wow.
Well, while we're talking about big things, Rabs.
Damned alligator bit my hand.
That's not the right one.
Here we are.
Can you kick a footy further than Billy?
Your technique when kicking a talk.
Just hold it like that and kick.
If you can, you could win $5,000. Thanks to Bosch Tools, how do you measure up against Billy?
Kick the thing.
That's right.
We've finally worked out, Rabs, that the kick after the siren was only a little chippy.
No.
It was a little chippy, about a 30-metre. But we did see a big barrel at Footy Park. So if you think you can kick the ball as far as fat or further.
Or longer.
Details, please, Rabs.
Head to triplem.com.au to register your details and tell us why you think you can kick further than Bill. And you could be selected to measure up against Bill, all thanks to Bosch Tools.
Yeah.
Because we want to find the longest kick. Five contestants, you get three kicks each. The person who can kick the furthest, Bill, will walk away with $5,000 plus a Bosch Tools packet. It's all thanks to our mates at Bosch Tools.
Harry Watson Han has written in and said, because I can kick a monster barrel and Bill is washed up.
Oh, good one, Harry. What about Jeremy Tua? He sent through a poem, Jim. My teammates call me Thunder Thighs. My torps get lost in the skies. Bill challenging me is a mistake. 75 metres is a piece of cake.
There
Not
you
bad,
are.
Jeremy.
Like, very good.
I liked it. Yes.
Shane Butler, because Bill will tear a hammy kicking at 20 metres.
That is true.
You've done lots of hammies
in
your time on the rush.
Skiing and everything. And then Jack, we'll just go with Jack. For the past two seasons, he's been the team's nominated kicker, Jim. And he can kick long barrels up the guts every week. I back myself here to beat Bill. So there's some that might get picked out. Five contestants. They get three kicks each. So do you kick a drop punt? We're talking about this. Do you go with a barrel? But if you can kick the furthest, five grand.
Well, it's actually farthest when you're talking about distance, but anyway.
No, thank you.
It's certainly not furthest.
You can kick the farthest. You could win $5,000 plus a Bosch Tools pack, thanks to our good friends at Bosch Tools.
That's right. Head to triplem.com.au to register your details.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Too much.
Right now, the person who got the biggest round of applause at all of our live shows.
Yes.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Yes.
Hi, Rose.
Welcome in, Hose.
Hello.
Call me Blue Whale.
Oh, my God.
I've heard not.
Munich.
Great
to see you, Rose.
Is it?
Yes. What do you got for us?
We all came back from Colac today, and I went via the Cario Roadhouse, JB.
Oh,
the famous
Cario
Roadhouse, and I had myself a bacon, egg and cheese roll.
And what else?
A friend of mine told me that he used to do some ordering for that. It was the biggest bacon account in Victoria used to be at that roadhouse before the bypass.
Exactly.
But Gavin Healy asked me the question, asked Billy why his jumper is not hanging up in the roadhouse.
Why isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Because I didn't want to give him one, to be honest, Jim. I get more. You can sell them, you know. But I've got a photo there, and there's all the photos of everyone, all the Geelong players, Gary Ablett Sr. I don't know if he paid for it, but any of his food. You just grab it and go. We always used to stop there. It's a great institution.
I love it.
The Cryo Bay Roadhouse.
Few questions.
Is that where Dermot used to stop as well?
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going, Hosey.
Oh.
Everyone stopped there, Jim.
You stopped something at least once anyway there.
We went fishing, didn't you?
Keep going, Hose.
Cryo Bay Snapper.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Some things don't need to be said. You can just leave it sitting there.
Jeez, we've had a lot of...
You're an idiot. Keep going, Hose.
A couple of questions from yesterday's broadcast from Colac. Mitchell Quinn saying, is Bill the most fidgety man alive? Probably. Yeah. Courtney Miller has also written saying, Bins, quit unzipping and zipping up you jacket on air. Mm. Hashtag poor, poor. You've got form.
Form.
We've even talked about this with you like a couple of weeks ago.
It's just a nervous twitch.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that all
the
time.
Are you a pen clicker as well?
I used to be, but you don't use a pen that's got a clicker.
You don't wear a pen? No, that's true.
Oh, Jim, listen to him. Just firing off shots down there at Port Ferry.
Now, you told a joke yesterday. I can't remember what it was, but I'm sure it was really well received.
It was good.
Regan Smith, however, wrote in saying, thanks for telling the joke I sent in, Bins, although you absolutely butchered it. Mm. Love the show, King of Kings, Bins, Mumpsy and Rosie.
Mumpsy.
Keep being awesome, go Lions. We saw Lars, who works here. And he commented on the joke yesterday saying, Bill's joke yesterday was so bad, I'm not even liking it on Insta.
No. Who said that?
Lars
said that.
Yeah, Lars said that.
It was actually a good joke. It just wasn't well delivered.
Okay.
And what's his name? Bloody Leroy hit the wrong button, as Rabs does every day.
And I did last week a couple of times.
Yeah, and Hose, you did too.
Riley Skincare has sent us a message saying, when are yous in Barwon Heads? I don't know if we're going to make it to Barwon Heads.
We had
extra security on yesterday because we were specifically concerned that Todd would turn up and do something to you.
Oh,
I haven't heard from him for a while.
No, I wouldn't be worried about him. I'd grab him fairly.
Would you?
Smash him.
Would you?
Hey, those security blokes didn't do a lot,
grab him
to be
verbally.
That
was good. The crowd were well behaved.
Very
respectful.
They
sat there and had a chicken palmy. Like, nothing. I wouldn't pay him.
Oh, okay.
No.
The wolf.
Brenton Thorpe has sent us a message, Thorpey43 on Instagram. G'day, King of Jing. I have been feeling unwell for the past week and a half. I've been mispronouncing words and thinking Bin's jokes have been funny. Then it dawned on me. I went to GMHBA Stadium to watch the AFLW Cats versus Tigers game. I should have listened to Todd's Tradamus. Those lights have fried my brain. Need some help. Sorry about that, Brenton. I'm sure you're recovering good time.
He'll come.
The XXL Gazman.
There's some photos up of the magnificent Terry Towling hats that we're giving away with Bledisloe tickets. There's a photo of you, Bill, and you...
Rabbits.
I don't want to say this, but mumps.
Yeah.
Because BJ has written, does it come with the extra chins?
Is that me or mumps? Mumps, I think.
Both,
we're not putting our best visual foot forward with you two.
But we have got
a
new photo in
shot.
Yes.
That's on our Instagram.
Of?
Somebody in the hat.
Paddy McCartan.
Yeah.
Yes, Paddy. He found it at my house. He was at my house on Friday.
What?
And I walk in, he's got the hat on. So I said, what are you doing? He goes, I like this. I said, well, you can have it. So I had to pinch one for him, but that's all right. But so he loves it. Yeah, he loves the Terry Towling.
See Paddy in the Terry Towling.
Where is it? I'm
on our Triple M Rush Hour Instagram.
We've got a few more to give away this week as well. So make sure you stay listening and stay calling 1-3-5-3.
A collection item, Rabs.
Absolutely. That and
because
these schooner
the
glasses.
Bucket, the bucket hat is my kids. That's all they wear.
Mm-hmm. Terry Towling is genius.
I'm not saying hose their fashion plates, my kids, but that's all they have on their heads. And they also wear the ones with the string under the chin.
No, well, that's ridiculous.
No, I know.
Like who?
Like Dunderclumpen, that stupid bloody idiot that used to wear the big hat with the chin. I don't get it. Like, they try and make themselves look as stupid as possible.
Okay. Good luck to them.
Yes.
I know.
So does Bill.
Exactly. No, I don't need to wear that.
Bill achieves it.
Can you find me wherever it is?
What?
We're still on it?
Yeah.
Good. Rush Hour.
You're not going back
to
the whale.
Can you follow me? No, not the whale.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You were trying to be a smart ass.
I was.
And when it backfires on you, I love it.
Yeah. Trent Cotchin has signed on for 1 year at the Tigers. Good news for the Tiggers there.
Yes.
And the week 3 finals fixture is out, Jim.
Ooh.
So not this weekend, the next weekend.
So the prelims.
Prelims. Yep. So Geelong v the winner of Melbourne Brisbane at the MCG, Friday, September 16, 7:50, Friday night.
Righto.
And then Sydney, v Collingwood Fremantle at the SCG at 4:45, a twilight game, Saturday, September 17. Twilight, Jim.
Crikey.
Good big games
like
there.
That.
And the
they
two
are
winners
two massive games.
Through Ooh. To the grand final.
That's it, Bill.
What time's the grand
final? And the
final?
Winner of that? The Premier.
Exactly. The Premier. What time's the
That's
grand final?
That's how footy works.
Traditional.
2:30, I think.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it hasn't moved. Right, righto. Good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the arse from KFC because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
Triple M. On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
Father.
Very good today.
Is it?
No.
Yeah.
here we are, Tuesday, 6th of September, 5:06. Looking forward to this one. A Jim, fair to say, eclectic collection today.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't know why you bite those words off.
I like the word eclectic.
Right, you do, yeah.
It's an interesting little, we found some commentary and found some other stuff. But first of all, we start where?
What's at number five, Fat?
Yes, Fat, here we go. Tell you what, Brian. Brian's been in the news. He was grumpy. He was a granddad. He's grumpy. But he loves a podcast. And I reckon I've heard this story 15 times at his sports nights. Jim, have a listen to Brian.
Now, the umpire was a guy by the name of Peter Cameron, who was the brother-in-law of our then vice-captain and my mate, David Cloak. And he said, just stay in front of Frawley. We know what's wrong with you. We'll look after you. And I thought, this is fantastic. Ball's on centre wing about a kick and a halfway. Umpire Peter Cameron blows his whistle, says free kick downfield to Taylor. I'm there 30 metres out directly in front, about to become the fourth player in Collingwood's history to kick 100 goals, win the Coleman medal as well. And I kicked it out of bounds on the full. Then the runners come up to me and I've just given him a sort of half coat hanger just into the jaw to get rid of him for another moment. And you wouldn't believe it. 30 seconds later, identical thing, free kick downfield to Taylor. I kicked the goal. And I know you want to applaud at the moment, Tommy, but don't. We went into the rooms after the games and had drinks with the umpires in those days. And I said to umpire Peter Cameron, Pete, in 10 years you haven't given me one free kick. Why in one quarter did you give me two free kicks? He said, Taylor at the start of the year was 80-1 to kick 100 goals. He said, I had 10 bucks on you. So that's how I won the Coleman medal.
Heard that before, Jim?
Oh, I think close to 100 times. I would love to chat to Peter Cameron one day. Yeah. And find out if that actually happened.
Spot on. I would love to do that. You're right there. So that was 5A. We also got 5B with Brian because I love this Saturday afternoon, Brian.
He's starting right in the drip tray as Cameron.
He's got a flag in his
face. High face. Supporters are almost touching him. Cameron from the boundary line. Oh. Look at the kick. Incredible. He goes back to the ground.
Yeah. Well said, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Next.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, yes, Jimmy boy. You've had a long year, haven't you? Cricket, holidays to Bali, holidays to Port Ferry. You've just been everywhere, poor old Jimmy boy. But I'll tell you where you did know where you were. Saturday afternoon.
This extraordinary run for the Collingwood Football Club has brought them to this venue on a Saturday afternoon to take on the best team in football. Huge day at the SCG.
Oh, did I say SCG?
MCG.
I wasn't even aware I said that.
Weren't you? Come on, Jim. Nope. MCG.
No, I wasn't aware
Melbourne
I even
cricket
said that.
Ground.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill.
He's arced up. He's not happy.
No, I actually wasn't aware I said that.
And next.
What's at number three, Coco?
Oh, Jim. Now, you got to have a listen to this. This is so Queensland, okay? An 18-year-old boy on the Gold Coast was approached by reporters from Channel 7 and 9 outside court where he was appearing that day on charges that he denied, by the way. He's out on bail, but have a listen to him.
How's your night in the watch house?
Oh, yeah, pretty good, eh? Yeah. Your mum came around and she came visit me. I had a pretty good time, to be honest, yeah.
What are you going to do today?
Probably go see her again. It sounds like a good idea to me.
So you're going
to
go back to the watch house?
No, I'm going to go see his mum. Then I'm going to go see your sister.
I don't have a sister.
Oh, sorry, but you will in 9 months, won't you?
What about that?
What the hell?
Cocksure little turd.
What are we dealing with,
mate? That's even getting to the reporters of Channel 7 and 9 outside of court. That is so Queensland.
That's not up to scratch.
No.
Give us number two, Smack.
All right, then. Nathan Brown has a new segment on the Sunday Footy Show called Media Ochre. Not bad. Oh. I like it. And this week he had a look at the AFL Media Fraternity Gym. And, of course, who should call Channel 7's grand final? Have a listen to Nath.
Well, it's been a feeding frenzy at Channel 7 as the race to call the AFL grand final really heats up.
Say that again.
OK, Luke, I will. It's a feeding frenzy at Channel 7 at the moment of egos as the race to call the AFL grand final really heats up. But there are concerns about the front runner, so let's take a look. Famous backroom operator Brian Taylor will definitely be in the boss's ears, and Brayshaw considers himself, such as his confidence, a walk-up star. Olympics host Hamish McLaughlin is the best host, but is Jason Bennett the fairy tale of 2022? He's a great caller and he can also do specials, the boundary and the stats. So watch this space on Channel 7.
Come on, Nath.
Jace Bennett.
What's he on about, Nath?
Yeah, I know. That's no, it's not bad. Mediocre. I like it. But here we go. What do you got at number one, Bill? Speaking of the Sunday Footy Show, Caleb Sarong. So right, so wrong, Jim. He was on the show last Sunday and Chompers tried to be cool because there's a famous American rapper, ASAP Rocky. That's him, Jim.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
ASAP Rocky was behind him and Tony thought he'd just be too cool and he stuffed it up.
Now, Caleb, just a little bit of housekeeping here. Can we get a shot of Caleb again? Is that ASAP Rock behind you there?
Yeah, ASAP Rocky Choppers.
Choppers!
Choppers. ASAP? I thought it was ASAP. My son texted me and he said, that will be impressive if you know that it's ASAP rocking behind you. So it's ASAP, is it?
Had a rough morning.
Yeah, it's not getting any better. Sorry, Caleb.
That Chompers trying to be cool.
That's ASAP Rocky Chompers.
Well done, Caleb. That is it. Eclectic collection today, Jim, but very
eclective.
Good.
Eclective.
Yeah, that's it. It is. Yeah. Look it up.
Making words up now.
Yes, oh, my like God.
It. Well done. Thank you, Hose, for that help with that.
Yes. Up I think Hose is.
Guess what I've got in
my
sheet?
Get all the thinking.
On the running sheet.
What?
Absolutely nothing.
No!
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough.
Triple M. JB and the Blue Whale. Anthony Williams Brownless.
Here I am.
Yeah, thanks. Just one bit about the whale he doesn't have.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's the only bit that matters.
To Chemist Warehouse. By the way, their half-price sale is on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half-price, Bill. Terms and conditions apply, of course. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Rabbits, I have in front of me here the Davidoff Cool Water Reborn.
Nice.
Oh, yes. And it is beautiful.
It looks good.
Actually.
Good bottle.
Really good. Mm. Yeah. If you're looking for fragrance, I know we've got past Father's Day, but if you are, for Dad or your partner, they're Cool Water Reborn, Bill. Very nice.
Remmel, Sally Hansen, half price.
That's it.
Revlon, Nude by Nature, half price.
Yes.
But also all the best vitamins, of course. And Ice Away Men's Shakes. They're very cheap there. But the Blackmores, the Swiss vitamins, you got everything.
Yes.
Get Nature's Way, Life Space. All half price, Jimmy boy. It's unbelievable. Mm. Shop online or home delivery. Click and collect. And fast delivery options there. Sale ends 25th of September, which
Sale.
Is... Sale. Sale. Racing at Sale today. Ends 25th of September. So there you go. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
But look at your own fat guts.
Right now, we're joined by Melbourne Demons young gun Tom Sparrow.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Into the hands of Sparrow from 50. Sparrow joins the party. Three in a row now for the Demons. They kick away to a two-goal lead. And the MCG is alight.
Now, Bill, yep. when you've got some see-ball, get-ball midfielders, mm-hmm. which the Demons have in Petrarca and Oliver, they tend to just go hunting.
Yes.
You need some other players around to be two-sided. In other words, defensive and offensive.
A Tom Atkins-like.
Well, and that's what this young man is. Tom Sparrow runs as hard defensively as anyone who wears the Melbourne jumper, and he joins us now. Tommy, good chatting to you, mate.
No, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Hey, so that's obviously a bit of what Goody says to you. Listen, you know, the superstars go after it, but we need some cover.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, you've got some pretty good players in there, so you want to let them play to their strengths. And for me, one of my strengths is my running. So if I can do that, that helps those boys out. But, you know, I would love to have a crack as well and put my head over it when I can. So it's a bit of both. But yeah, pride myself on my work rate, that's for sure.
And kicking goals, very important, Thomas.
Yeah, that's the cream on the top. So you get pretty pumped when you can kick a goal. And that's the thing. I mean, if you test your opponents both ways, you get those opportunities. So take them when they're there, I guess.
How'd you pull up from last week and what's happened this week? Because you got to prepare another big one Friday night.
Yeah, pulled up okay. Obviously, it was a little bit flat with the result, but yeah, it was some good signs and pretty positive things out of the game. I mean, contest was good. I think we won that by 24 or 25 or something like that. And time and forward half, things like that were going our way. But, yeah, another big game this week to prepare for. A lot of learnings as well from last week that we can use. And clearly we've played Brisbane twice already this year. So we've got a lot of vision from those games that we can draw on, and I think everyone would be pretty clear on how to go about this week.
10 goal pumpings, both of those were, of course. So yep. It's a good matchup for Melbourne, Brisbane. Getting back to the goals, what I like about you, Tommy, is you love kicking them on the run, like the famous one, the back end of the third quarter in the granny, but then again on the weekend, nice big bombs from 50 on the run.
Yeah, well, I think those ones are a bit, you don't have to think about them. you sort of get the ball in your hand, you have a few seconds, and you just kick it. Set shot's a little bit different. You got the whole 30 to, you know, think about what's going on in the crowd or the man on the mark, something like that. How many steps you're going to take before you run up and that sort of thing. So for me, I find it much easier just see the ball, just kick it straight. And I find myself in those opportunities a lot more than set shots, thankfully.
Keep it simple, Tommy boy. And you need some goal kickers down there. It just hasn't clicked, has it? We've just got to find a few more goal kickers other than Fritches.
Yeah, well, we've got, yeah, obviously Bailey's had an outstanding year. I think he's kept going every game this year.
Yeah.
He's been really consistent. And then obviously the blokes beneath him have been pretty solid as well. If we can build that consistency, that obviously helps. And it obviously starts with us as well in the midfield, getting the supply to them. That'll help a lot for them as well to give them the opportunity to, you know, impact on the scoreboard for us.
What about the track? We hear about the crack bone in his leg and also a corky in the calf. How's he going?
Yeah, it's been all the talk this week, that's for sure. But he's going all right. He's moving well. He seems to think he's doing all right, and he looks that way as well. So he's in good spirits. He'll be out there. I don't doubt him one bit that'll be at his best on Friday night.
And Clary's mush, I'm not sure he can do any damage to it visually, but how's he going?
He looks like he's been in a bar fight. That's what he looks like. he's got stitches on his eye and his cheek. His eye's red. He looks pretty funny, to be honest. But he'll be right as well. He's a tough unit. He'll put his head over it no matter what. So you can't expect anything different from Clary.
You know what you're going to get there, and you know what you're going to get with Froffy's mate too. Gee, he was outstanding last week.
It was incredible. What was it? 16 in-set possessions, I think, from Steve. Oh. Finals record? Is that what it is?
It would be record? Close. Yep.
Yeah, it was incredible. So, and especially on Buddy as well. He played a massive part on Friday night last week, and he will again this week, I'm sure. He leads the way back there, and he's a great teammate to have on your side, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Hey, Tommy, I didn't think you coped well enough as a team with Sydney's pressure in the back half of that game. Certainly from about the 2 or 3 minute mark of the third quarter on, they poured it on and it looked like there was a bit of double handling and a bit of turning the footy over. And I'll tell you who was one guilty of that was the helmeted number 10. I thought a couple of times coughed the footy up when real heat was brought on. But it's something you're going to have to address because that's what finals are about.
Exactly. I think, you know, I touched on it at the start of... this episode, but we were pretty good for the first three quarters with the contest and stuff like that. But the last quarter, I think they were we were minus four contest and minus 12 tackles. So they definitely swung that around. Their pressure was really good, invited a few backfeed handles and got the momentum going their way, which doesn't help our supply. They were really good in that space of the ground, I think, with their hunt and their pressure, tackle, all those sort of things. So that'll be one thing we look to address is you clean up fundamentally and get the ball going our way.
All right, Tommy, stick around. More to discuss with this Adelaide Hills product
exactly.
Next.
More Tom Sparrow on the Rush Hour next. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and thanks to tiv.vic.edu.au, we are joined by Tom Sparrow ahead of a huge game for the Demons against Brisbane on Friday night at the MCG.
Tommy, what's your nickname down there at the club?
Well, I've got a few.
Yes.
Gussie, your mate, likes to call me Bot. Don't know where that came from.
Dot.
So, nah, Bot with a B. Oh.
Bot.
I get that a bit. I mean, it changes week to week, I'll tell you that much.
Now, I was at a winery, Tommy, about a couple of months ago.
Here we go.
I don't know where this is going.
With Bernard Vince and Jars and Bluey. They had the Rush Hour team over there. We were at a very nice winery in the Adelaide Hills, and a lovely lady came wandering up and started chatting to me. And about 3 minutes into the conversation, I asked myself, I'm thinking, who do I actually know who this lady is?
Wow,
She's very friendly and very nice. And it was your beautiful mum, Tommy.
Yeah, she did tell me about that. She's a cracker. She's not shy at all, as you know, but
no,
and loves a bit of wine as well. So I think she was pretty happy to see some big names in the Adelaide Hills. I think she was pretty surprised, but I mean, she does it to everyone. She gets it. A few of the boys even tell me she sends them a message on Instagram every now and again to get around them. So she just can't keep her head out of it, but she loves it, and she's a whole heap of fun. So.
Well, Bridgewater, Callington, I know, was the areas that you grew up in. I had a couple of places in the Adelaide Hills, one in Balhanna and then out of Woodside. That is God's country there, Tommy. Yeah, that is a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice up there. It's it can be pretty quiet as well, which is good to get away from the city, but very picturesque as well, wine country. I moved around a little bit. Bridgewater's nice as well. Harndorf, another one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A few wineries there. Pretty touristy now, I think, though. But, yeah, it's a great part of the world. So I'm pretty grateful to grow up there, that's for sure.
And then Prince Alfred College, of course, which is Greg and Ian and Trevor Chappell, Greg Blewett. We've talked about him before. It's a famous sporting school, Prince Alfred College.
Yeah, Bernard Vince, as you mentioned before.
Bernard! Can't believe they let him in there.
He wouldn't have done year 12. He would have done year 10.
I don't even know if he played for footy at Prince Alfred College. I think he just played like cricket or something.
Yeah.
But it turned out all right. So, good school. Did all my senior school in there. A lot of footy boys come out of there. Jack Trengo. I think Jack Viney went there for a few years.
Yes.
Two of my teammates as well, Cozzy and Kate Chandler, we're also there. So, they've got some good products, that's for sure. And I'm sure there'll be many more to come.
And Layla? She from Adelaide or Melbourne, mate?
Nah, she is from Melbourne. She did grow up in Noosa for a bit, but she's lived in Melbourne most of her life. So, she's around a fair bit. Like, it's good to see her. So, she doesn't like me going home too much in the off season. Going back to Adelaide, so I might stick around this year.
Well, you wouldn't stay too long.
No, exactly. Who's the biggest pest at the club, Tommy? Oh. Who you're just in the rooms and you know, it's someone who's just annoying. Who is that?
Probably I'd have to go Jake Lever or Toby Bedford. One of those two blokes. Jake Lever. You don't know what you're going to get with him. He can just really annoy you. Toby Bedford, he's just a ball of energy, so you don't know what you're going to get with him either, and he can make your life hell, but he's also very funny, which is a good thing as well, I think.
And Jakey Lever's moustache, what's going on there?
Mate, he loves it. I've seen some photos of him the other day without it. I think they had a photo up somewhere, and he looked completely different. he looks about 10 years younger as well. He looks like an old man with his moustache.
He does.
But he loves it.
Yeah. Hey, and the Lions, I hope Chris Fagers isn't listening, Jim, because they're zip and 11 out of their last games at the MCG. I don't know if that goes up on the whiteboard in there at Melbourne, but that's not a great record. And poor old Fakes hates talking about it, doesn't he, Jim?
He doesn't like it. I don't blame him.
Jack Sparrow, just listening in there. That's a nickname for you. Well, you should be called Jack, actually.
I should be called Jack. Some reason Charlie Spargo gets Jackie Sparrow sometimes. I don't know where that's come from, but
what's
going on there? Anyway, but it's definitely not up on our whiteboard the stat there. But it'd be a pretty hostile territory to come to the MCG, and hopefully we get a
big crowd
there. But I mean, our job is to get a win for them, hopefully, and make it 12-0 for Brisbane this week, hopefully, and then keep charging on.
We're not sure about Sparks. We think he's not quite right. We're not sure what isn't right about him, but something's not quite right. Bloody good player is what he is. Hey, Tom McDonald, any chance?
I don't sit on match committee, but I'm not sure there. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything, have you?
I mean, no. I haven't heard anything. I don't sit on match committee, but I guess that's up to the coaches to choose that one.
So risky. I would say no, Bill.
I'd say that's a no, Jim.
From that answer, I think that was really no.
Jack Sparrow. Well, I genuinely just don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Jack doesn't know. He just hasn't heard anything around the club.
His name's Tom.
Well, I like Jack better. I like Jack.
So now you've got some new clubs on order, Tommy boy. Jack, have you gone to TaylorMade or where have you headed?
I just actually went to local Drum and Golf. Get fit up there with the My Match. Just went there for about an hour and hit a few balls. Got some new Titleist clubs on the way, is what I ended up with.
We'll cut that out, Jim.
We'll need to cut. I think I heard you say TaylorMade, so we'll focus on.
That's it, Jimmy boy.
Hey, good luck, mate. I love the way you go about it. It's a great foil for what you've got in the middle of that amazing midfield, and as Bill said, then getting forward and kicking goals as well. You've made a great start to your career, premiership included in all of that. Good luck, not only this weekend, but hopefully for the rest of September.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill.
See you, Jackie boy.
Loved it.
Bye. Tom Sparrow from the Melbourne Footy Club on the Rush Hour ahead of a huge final against the Lions on Friday night.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, we've got the Volk on tomorrow, by the way, the world champ.
Yes,
Alexander Volkanovski.
The great.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. So he joins us.
Current UFC champion, by the way.
That's what I'm saying, world champ. We've got Jay-Z, of course. Yes. We've got the hump day quiz.
Yes, Jim.
So a nice big Wednesday helping. Mm-hmm. But, this has been a very good show now.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Just had to scramble around, Jim, to get a joke. But I've got a good one here, so you'll love it.
I'm remote. I'm looking down the eye of my Zoom here.
Actually, you're very close.
I'm getting closer. I want this to be quality. Quality.
All I can see is your head.
Quality is what I want from you.
Blackheads on your nose. Look at them.
Come on.
I'm going to squeeze one.
Let's go.
I went for a job at a blacksmith's the other day, Jim. The interviewer asked me if I've ever shoed a horse. I said no, but I told a donkey to off. Rabbits loves it. Rabbits loves it, Jim. Where's Jim gone? He's gone. Rabs.
He's jettisoned himself out of here.
His big head was just there. Now it's gone. Where is he?
What? That's shit. No, I'm not putting up with that. I've had enough of your jokes.
Righto.
No.
Rabbit? Yes! Another one! I was worried about it, but old Wilbur's come through again. Good on you, Bill. See you later, Jim. You can piss off.
He has.
They're actually gone. They did whip like the donkey and
they did.
It's actually gone.
Oh, good. Oh, we got another joke. We'll go again.
Well done. That's about nine in a row, I reckon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.